you for calling Confers Diamond Jewelers. This is Pam speaking.
I have to call you because you never call me.
Well, I know. I'm just like, you guys must have great stock picked out because nobody's buying anything. No, it's kind of like Mother's Day was all about stones, colored stones, not colored diamonds. And it's like, but.
Well, how was your mom?
Good. I got to relax, and that's all that matters. So that's a win-win.
All right. Any of the kids in town?
Well, yeah, we did it Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Just because we're talking 20-some people, and it was like, I'm not dealing with them on Sunday. Everybody can just come on Saturday, and we'll have one great big birthday party, my daughter's birthday, and Mother's Day, all rolled up into one, and so that's what we did because I want to relax on Sunday. I want left alone, and don't talk to me. But yeah, so that was my exciting Mother's Day. So,
know what? It doesn't matter if it's exciting or not. It matters is did you do or get what you wanted? So
that's right, and I did. I got leftovers on Sunday after eating, and then we ate them again the other night. I always make way too much food, and. So, I didn't have to do dishes, and
I've got a very quick question for you.
Okay.
I know at one point in time we had an emergency where we had to get a diamond to Sue, and she did we did a hold at FedEx for her at College Station. Is that something that you guys do when it's an emergency and need it for Saturday, or should I remove that from your profile card?
I would remove it because we're right now our FedEx is all screwed up now.
Why
ever that? Since they redid it. Now stuff's coming out of, I think it's Altoona. I think somebody said they closed the State College one, and now the ground people are bringing our express stuff. And so they'll deliver on Saturday, the FedEx people will, but it's just weird because I don't trust them yet.
Gotcha.
We're starting the trust because I got everybody's cell phone number. That's a requirement. So they all gave me their cell phone number. So we're slowly in the trust issue.
You're building trust. It's a new relationship.
Yes, we're building. Well, yes, the new relationship. I could have cried. I almost cried when they redid stuff and they got rid of our FedEx guy that we've had for 5 years.
Okay.
You know, and when he came in he came in at the end of his shift to say goodbye, and I about started sobbing.
Really?
Oh, it was. He was so nice, and I could have called him back here 5 times to the store, and he would have came back each time just to, if I had stuff to do and found out about his wife and the health problems, and you really, I get attached to these people.
Sure.
And so, he was done at the end of October, or April, I mean, and...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was so sad to see him go. He said, Pam, well, I'll come back and see you. I'll bring my wife. And I said, oh, good. I'm glad. I want to stay in touch with you guys because his wife has the same issues as my daughter does.
Oh, okay.
So it's been very good to see she's older, so it's like we're figuring out what should be done and how to do things, and she has endometriosis, and so it's been a whole 10 years or longer now. So, but anyhow, so that's why a little bit more of attachment to him and his wife than now. Some of the other people was like, that's where we hired Lisa from. Lisa used to be our FedEx.
I think I remember you guys telling me that.
Yeah. So, and she's turned out great. I mean, we love her. And I'll probably cry when she leaves too.
Right. She's not
Unless
leaving.
I leave first. No,
Oh.
unless I leave first.
Like, what are you doing to these people that they all have to leave?
I'm telling them, run. No,
Yeah,
just
exactly.
joking. No, just joking. But yeah, so yeah, I don't know where the diamond people are. You would think summer's in the air and spring's in the air, and you better come in and get your future wife a diamond.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, like, you know when, excuse me, we, like, I don't know, well, kind of like what you just started talking about. Like, you get very comfortable with people, like a routine. And I'm like, it gets in my, I know, well, I don't know. I don't think that from, let's say, your store's perspective, anybody sitting there goes, I wonder if Mick worries when we don't order from him. But I go, like, it gets in your head. Like, I used to, I, when we get in a rhythm, I'm talking to you guys 2, 3 times a week.
Right.
And when I'm like, I haven't sent anything out since March, and I haven't sold anything since December. Like, okay. What, like, did I do something? Did I offend somebody? Did they not, I'm not, again, it's all in my head, so don't be offended by this. Like, did we come out too expensive on one stone, so now everybody's just calling GN? Like, what did I do?
Oh
So,
no, GN, you
yeah.
don't have to worry about GN. They've been crossed off the list.
Oh, well, again, so mark it down to whoever is, like, that's where, like, it gets in your head. I mean, it really does. I don't know if you guys recognize that, but it really does.
I guess, I never thought of it that way. You know,
Yeah.
it's I never thought of it that way.
Well,
Huh.
that's
You should, Mick, you should read the book we're reading, and then it's called Emotional Intelligence.
okay.
We've read it as a store, and then we have a lady who comes in, a trainer comes in every so often, and we talked about it yesterday. But there's certain things, and you take this test, and she laughs about it. But there is some points in this book that we've been reading that I'm like, wow, I really do that. Or like you just said, I really get inside my head like
Oh,
that. It's
I do
like,
very much so.
you know, she frowned at me or something. I must have said something wrong or pushed too hard or, and then like you said, it's hard to get out of your head once you get that negative thought in there.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's funny. It's almost like, not that you have to hear everybody's baggage, but like in my brain, from my perspective, I've got about 150 jewelers that I call. Okay, I would say at least half of those are just people that I call. Do you need anything? Are you looking for anything? Blah blah blah. And I just, it's just, there's no relationship. So it's just a courtesy call. And then you get some people that you're like, oh, you're friendly, but you're not, like, close. Like, if Monica called me and said, Mick, I need this marquee, I need it for tomorrow, and I need you to drive it here, I'd be like, okay, I'm on my way. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd be like, okay, I'll make it happen. I'll take care of it. So it's like everybody's got a different level of importance, if you will. And you guys are, I don't know if you know it, and I don't even know if I should share it, but to me, you guys are like top tier, the epitome of, I like, you get everything from me. So, pretty.
Oh. Well, then a real quick question.
Yeah,
And
sure.
I don't even know if this was, my daughter asked me this the other day. Did they ever, way back in the day, make colored diamonds, or however you want to put it, in mine cuts type thing? Or did they always start out as cut the way they cut them nowadays? Does that make sense, or am I?
It does. Hey, could you repeat it? Because I'm not sure I picked up on what you were trying to say.
She loves like the blue diamonds.
Okay.
I can't afford a natural.
Correct.
So she was wondering, instead of the way they're cut now, like Did they ever cut them, like, as a mind cut?
So you're, ultimately, you're asking, if you're, is this your daughter or daughter-in-law?
Yeah, daughter.
Okay, so you, so what you're ultimately asking is, when your daughter is ready, is it possible to find an old mind cut that's been irradiated blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, do they make something like that?
Sure, why not? They still cut old mind cut every once in a while.
If you ever come across a round,
okay,
maybe definitely under carry because I can't afford and I can't afford it. But just curiosity, because I would do something in a ring for her or a pendant for her if the price isn't too bad.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's not a dire need, but she just mentioned it the other day. She loves the old mine cut diamonds, and we have one here. But I said to her, I said, Kels, it's as yellow as yellow can be. And I think I said it looks like a cushion cut, not a round. But
well, yeah, that's what a antique or a miner cut will look like. Let me ask this: does she have like? With if I don't ask this question, it's going to come to haunt me because I'm going to go, hey, I've got this miner's cut, it's irradiated blue, it's this much, and then you're going to talk to your daughter, and you're going to be like, well, she wants a canary, or she wants a baby blue, or she wants a robin's egg blue, or she wants
ooh.
It to be seafoam blue. Like I, so,
ooh.
Is she just looking for...
What color of blue do you think Kelsey would like? Would you call it, I don't know if a baby blue would be, or do you think... More of a sapphire-y color, is that what you're thinking?
More like cobalt.
Like a cobalt-y color?
Or just like a normal blue, like treated blue dye, like that, like vibrant blue.
Okay, I can hear her in the background.
But you'd have to make sure it looked blue. I mean, it couldn't look like a washed out blue. I don't
understood.
Think she would like that. But yeah, we were talking, and I would thought, oh, that might, if it's not too expensive, maybe that would be a nice Christmas gift.
Okay, so my next question, because size is variable, you said, anything under a carat. What is, like, if you had a perfect window of opportunity, are you talking 2,000 to 2,500? Are you
My ideal Mick is free.
Well, that's not happening.
I wouldn't want to go, I know, and I'd be lucky if I got a .25 for like $600 and less.
Okay, so so we're probably
I'm at the lower
half carat.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how big her blue diamond. I mean, I could get something and just keep paying on it until I get it paid off, and then.
Well,
yeah, I would say under 1,000.
Okay.
Because Dan and Emma let me make payments on it.
Okay. All right. Let me. Okay. Perfect. I just put it into the buyer. And sometimes we have things that we just don't put in our regular system. Sometimes he has a supplier that he can go, hey, what do you have in this? So, yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's no big deal, but I didn't know if they even made anything like that. And I thought, oh, I'll have to ask Mick the next time I talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they sure do.
All right. Well, thanks, Mr. Mick, for checking in on that, and we'll go from there once you get me some information.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.